Patients who go abroad for treatment because of long public waiting lists are facing significant delays in getting reimbursement from the HSE, according to figures obtained by RTE News. The reimbursement under the EU Cross-Border Healthcare Directive is supposed to be made within 30 days, but all are delayed by at least 3 months. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Under the EU Cross-Border Healthcare Directive, patients are entitled to be treated abroad under certain rules and have the cost of their care paid for afterwards by the HSE. Figures show that there are now delays of over 3 months for patients seeking repayment. The HSE said there are currently around 2,500 applications to be processed, and it has apologised for the delays, which it said are due to the volume of claims and manpower issues. The cost of the scheme has increased from close to €2.5 million 3 years ago to over €12 million last year. The number of claims has also increased from over 1,000 3 years ago to nearly 3,900 last year. Some patients have also reported problems in making contact with the main office in Kilkenny. The HSE said that there are limited telephone lines to this office, but this is being addressed and extra lines will be opened in the coming weeks.
Gardaí investigating the attempted theft of an ATM in Virginia in County Cavan this day last week have recovered what's described as a significant amount of cash. Two men in their 30s have been arrested. A 28-year-old man has also been arrested on suspicion of committing money laundering offences. Talks between farmers' groups and Meat Industry Ireland on beef prices ended in the early hours of the morning. Farmers' representatives are to assess proposals set out in a document drawn up during the negotiations, but cautioned that while progress had been made, the prices paid to beef farmers will still be too low. Coleman O'Sullivan reports.
The deal includes a commitment to review how cattle are graded by factories and the specifications demanded of farmers and producers. None of the farmers' groups who spoke to RTE News after the meeting could say they were happy. Beef Plan say they will bring the document back to their members but will have to assess it in the cold light of day and can't say it will mean no more protests at factories. The IFA says while progress was made, the prices paid to beef farmers will still be too low. Minister for Agriculture Michael Creed, whose intervention in the talks led to this deal, said it lays the foundation for better relations between farmers and factories.
The former Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell has lost his appeal in Australia against his conviction for child sexual assault. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison in March after he was found guilty of abusing 2 13-year-old choir boys in the 1990s. Cardinal Pell, who's 78, is the highest-ranking Catholic Church prelate to have been convicted of child sex offences. The High Court will give its decision this morning on an application by Ryanair, seeking an injunction preventing a strike by some of the airline's pilots, which is set to take place tomorrow and Friday. Mr. Justice MacDonald is due to hand down his ruling after 10:30 this morning. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney held discussions with the Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith at Hillsborough Castle in County Down last night. Afterwards, Mr. Coveney said he believed efforts to restore devolved government at Stormont would intensify. Today, Mr. Coveney is embarking on a tour of 5 European capitals, during which he'll seek assurances of the continued support for the backstop. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.
The Taoiseach and Julian Smith and their senior officials met for several hours in Hillsborough, the official residence of the Northern Ireland Secretary. At a time when Brexit is demanding attention, as well as straining British-Irish relations, they both seem determined to keep a focus on restoring power-sharing government at Stormont. Simon Coveney said you will see an intensification of efforts from both governments in the coming days. On Brexit, Mr. Coveney confirmed he is to visit several EU capitals, in his words, reinforcing the solidarity that has been shown to Ireland. He said one of the points that emerged from Monday's telephone conversation between the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister is they both want to avoid a no-deal Brexit. He said this was further reinforced in his own discussions with the Northern Ireland Secretary and in a telephone conversation with Britain's Brexit Secretary. The Taoiseach said 2.5 months may seem like a very short period, but a lot can happen in that time. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, Belfast.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is holding talks in Berlin today with Chancellor Angela Merkel before meeting the French President Emmanuel Macron tomorrow. A compensation package for the last remaining stallholders at Dublin Smithfield Fruit and Vegetable Market is believed to involve up to €5 million. The 127-year-old market is closing this Friday for a redevelopment that could take more than 2 years. The US President Donald Trump has said he's postponing a state visit to Denmark because its Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said Greenland wasn't for sale. Mr. Trump raised the idea of the US purchasing Greenland last week. In a tweet, Mr. Trump thanked Ms. Frederiksen for being so direct, saying she had saved them both a great deal of expense and effort. And the time is now 5 minutes past eight.
RT Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Planning a day flying or sailing? Stay clear of overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999. Stay safe. Stay clear.
It'll be dry and bright at first. Rain on west coasts will spread across the country during the day, reaching the southeast by evening. A clearance will follow in the west and north later in the day. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 18 degrees. It'll become breezy with fresh southerly winds. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force for a time today on coasts from Valencia to Slinehead to Malinhead.